afternoon right now, but there's BOE 524 is GDOV INT Enterprises. I'm not sure what that is.
It's an office, and it has only had an index increase with everybody else.
Okay, so the value on BOE 524 is just increased by that index increase that was across the board. Is it a value appeal?
Sorry, I'm going to pull the P-balance for you.
It's been the same for, is it just, but did he just check value? Because it only went up like.
Yes, just value.
Okay.
So again, he hasn't been reassessed since 2019. Everybody.
It's just a factor
increase. All commercial index went to
2.40. Yeah, for commercial property, yeah. I mean, it looks like you went up a couple thousand dollars. Is that right? 3,000? Not even three.
This is Tom.
Yes, Tom. This is David Akers of the Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Tom, you've got an appeal on here. We were trying to figure out. It's got a value. The only thing we see on here, you haven't been reassessed. You've been the same for about 6 years, and then there was a factor increase across the board for commercial properties, and you've gone up a couple of thousand dollars is all.
Less than a thousand. That's less than a thousand.
I think his card impact notice was
impact.
292, so it came.
His impact notice was different. All right.
Yeah.
The value, this may change the actual value that you're at now. I think that you got one of the cards that went out after, before the factor increase. Okay, so the actual one is 281, right? That's what I got on my sheet. It should be 281.
Okay,
the actual value is 281,991, so it was only just a very slight jump. It wasn't the one you got on your card. Given that information, do you have anything else that you wanted to argue on the value? Go ahead.
I guess my only question about it is, and I don't know, to build a new 2,500 square foot building, what that is less than $200,000. So I'm just trying to figure out how this building that's that old is worth more than a new structure.
Okay. Well, I know that they have evaluated on a cost basis using a program that a lot of assessors have called Honeycutt, and they put it in the system. I don't know all the particulars in your particular case, but I'm going to let the assessor talk about what values they have in there. If there's something that's inaccurate, then maybe I can let you guys get together. But have you talked to the assessor's office at all about the valuation?
I have not. I just...
Okay.
My deadline was coming up. I was like, I got online, and I had no idea you can just send it right to you. So
that's
interesting.
Well, with respect to the cards, there were some factor changes after the cards had already gone out that were mandated by the state. So you're only up barely any on your appraised value. But as far as whether you think, if you're saying that you think it's overpriced or overvalued, that the fair market value of your property is less than 281, then we need to talk about that. In other words, do you have comps? Do you have other things that might help us? If you think that the property is worth, I mean, they do it on a cost basis, but that doesn't necessarily mean with the Honeycutt program, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the value of it. Oftentimes, the value is much more than that value they come out in the market. But we are tasked as a citizen board with just trying to determine if the assessor has overshot the value of your property. So, I mean, when we're talking about valuation, so.
Right.
If you think that the 281 is not, has overshot the value of your property, we're happy to hear you on that. But if not,
okay,
you tell me.
All right. Let's just leave it alone.
Okay. Just a second.
The structure itself is 141,510. The rest is your land, just so you realize that, too.
Did you hear that? In other words, the structure itself is only 141. So,
okay.
If that makes sense. Okay. Well, it's up to you. We can rule on it, or we can allow you to withdraw based on the fact that and I'm telling you, we're streaming live over the internet too. Your value on this is 281,991. So what was on your card was incorrect.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate that.
All right. Based on that, we'll withdraw. We appreciate you owning Taney County.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Now, we're going to go on to, this is supposed to be in person, and they're supposed to be here, and this is the rest of them we have. The only other one we have on the docket besides them, I think, that we haven't taken care of is Coles. And do you have anything on Coles that you... Is that just a cost, and they're going to have another, kind of like the motels, and the other ones are going to give us an income approach or something?
Yeah, we pushed them back, didn't we?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we first saw them. They were one of our first ones.
So it's 522.
Maybe not.
No, I don't think Kohl's was.
So on Kohl's, the notes that I have here is when they did their value, I think it was that they didn't count their land.
It was what?
Yeah, it was tabled.
It was tabled? Yeah, okay.
It was one of our first ones.
I was just going by the number on it.
Yeah. And they had evidence. We just didn't get a chance to review it at the time, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, and you're... concern is that their analysis values the entire property and subtracts the land value. And I remember him talking about that, actually, now that you say that.
And they had that extra parcel right in the middle of the parking lot. And that's what
right, because they separated the land from the building.
What was the issue we were wanting to look at? Were they going to provide us with some comps, or was that...
And it came off BOE, what the value was in BOE, that's what it came off of.
I think they emailed... their evidence, and we never had a chance to review it, is what it came down to.
I think
it came in that early that day or late that night or something.
In other words, it was a late afternoon
continuance.
Okay. Well, I'll let you first, I guess. That's what they had.
I just got one.
The value.
The value that they were wanting was what? On Coles.
This is, so they subtract the land value.
I think the land is owned by the city, maybe.
Is that why they're...
So we just have the structure in for a 2025 appraised value of $4.3 million, roughly.
Our sheet says 3.762.
Let's see. Prior year, current year.
They're saying the land isn't owned by that.
The land value.
Maybe. What did they say that they think value is down there? They don't have it.
It's right here.
So it's giving a weird number in 26. It's pulling through to her paperwork.
3.490.
I think so.
So Jennifer, can you bring up what their p-val is? Because
yeah, they said 3.5.
I think you're pulling through
their application.
Okay, well,
see, it's 4,326,410. She's pulling through the 2026 number on her P piece of paper she gave us, because I don't know why, but that those aren't balanced numbers in 26.
No, Stephanie explained it. She had spoke with Ulrich.
Yeah.
And these numbers are what they were, and then if you do any changes,
16% of their
it's not going to reflect up here. That's why they're printing out. It's printing out before any changes.
Yeah, also the land is owned by a REIT.
Sorry?
It's owned by a REIT, not by the city. The land, FYI.
It's owned by who?
A REIT, a real estate investment trust.
Okay, so it's not. It doesn't belong to Kohl's?
It says, iREIT shops at Branson Hills-K LLC. So iREIT, I'm guessing it's a REIT.
Well, they would be taxed. I mean, they would be taxed separately,
yeah,
separate
right.
parcel anyway. So,
correct.
Regardless of whether it's Kohl's or not. So,
right.
So, what is your value that you've got on them?
$4,326,410.
So, in 2022, they were at 33.684, and they took a 17% increase over 3 years.
They were just reassessed.
All the BOE numbers were erased out of the system starting in for the 25 year.
23 BOE placed it at $3,684,000.
Was that something the BOE did?
Yes.
$3,684,000?
Yep,
$3,630,000?
$3,684,630.
$84,000. That's what we placed it at in 23?
Yes.
Okay, what's...
So it came off BOE, reverted to our appraisal number, and that's where we get the $4,326,410.
And that's using your cost?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so
includes the index as well, the raise.
And they're wanting it below what we put it at in 23, down to 3.5, which is...
Yeah. And again, what I want to point out to you is that this program is not equipped to do the kind of work that the nightly rentals have forced us into on the BOE situation. Okay?
I understand. In other words...
So all the BOEs...
What is that program that you said takes care of all that?
Well, I mean, if you get... Tyler, it's...
It will put all that stuff in.
Yeah, they'll use that in all the first-class counties. Kansas City, St. Louis, Greene County. Yeah, okay. It's equipped to do this kind of thing, but not what we're doing.
Declining footprint.
It's about $100,000?
I don't know anymore. I've had different... The commission is aware of it, that we need to move forward.
I get it.
We've just outgrown this.
Okay, what are your... Since we got 15 minutes here, we can call these guys, but do you have any thoughts on what they presented here?
All right, so income approach, I think 3.5 is there. And if you're taking the land out, which is correct, right?
Say again.
You're taking the land out of it. Is there,
yeah, the land's not included. Yeah. So your land is so I guess appraised separately.
They got a cap rate of what on their paper? What did they do?
I didn't see a cap rate.
Maybe not.
Because that would be with hotels.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that I'm up to date on cap rates, but
strip malls. I thought we had one that you guys did with, on the big box stores.
Do you have a big box store?
So what are they going to
go get it?
Dan's going to go get his big box store paper. Do you have one there?
No, this is the one that he gave us before that has Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, and Target.
That'll work.
And would you classify this as a big box store?
I think
probably
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a the strip mall?
No.